And welcome to the midday for Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland. And this Saturday evening, 8 o'clock, at the UW-Madison in Mills Music Hall, there will be a performance that will feature violinist Rachel Barton Pine. She's a well-known virtuoso on that instrument. She's going to be playing with a University of Wisconsin orchestra, and that will be conducted by Kenneth Woods, who's right here, and he has an interesting repertory and things that he has conducted, and we're going to be hearing some of that. Welcome to the midday.
Thanks, Norman. Great to be here.
I'm intrigued by your, what would we call it, your station, let's say, because you're in England.
I am, having grown up in Madison, having listened to this show as a young musician.
Oh, don't say that.
It's scary. Heard a lot of great pieces for the first time on Wisconsin Public Radio. Moved to Britain about 10 years ago. And now serve as principal guest conductor of the Orchestra of the Swan in Stratford-on-Avon, and recently appointed as music director of the English Symphony Orchestra.
Is music pretty healthy in that neighborhood?
It is. I mean, it's a challenge for everyone everywhere with these days with slow-moving economies, but it's a very vibrant, very lively, very creative scene over there.
Still heavy on the English composers?
Well, very much so at the English Symphony Orchestra, for sure. They have a great history is both English Symphony Orchestra and English String Orchestra of having recorded at almost all of the great British string music and partnerships with people like Michael Tippett and Nicholas Maw and Lennox Barclay. So it's a big part of my repertoire and a big part of what you hear over there. But they have a real hunger for American music in Britain. And of course, the British orchestras are so flexible. They're one of the few musical cultures that can credibly imitate all the others. So you can get a British band to sound like a Russian band, like a German band, like an American band.
I hadn't thought of it quite that way. Now, this concert that you're playing Saturday night in Mills, that's going to have what else on it? Are you going to have the Brahms second?
The Brahms Violin Concerto. That would be the second thing
Brahms
on the program.
Violin Concerto was second.
Yeah.
Yes.
Starting the program is an overture by Philip Sawyers. He's about a 60-year-old British composer. Absolute genius, wonderful composer. I'd encourage listeners to track down a recording of his first symphony with the Grand Rapids Symphony on
Nimbus
Records. Philip Sawyers. We're doing an overture of his called Gale of Life. It's about a 9-minute concert open, a real tour de force, a big workout for the brass. And then we finish the program with Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony. Cool. So we've got a bit of British, a bit of German, and a bit of Russian.
I'd say not just a bit. I'd say you have a big...
Full it's a feast.
There. Yeah,
it is a
that's
feast.
A musical feast of these things. And you have recorded some an interesting variety of things, too, including this Mahler.
This is a very exciting disc. These are transcriptions of two of Mahler's song cycles, his first and his last, the Wayfarer Songs and Song of the Earth, by Schoenberg. And these were done in another period of austerity where it wasn't possible to put together the big orchestras that Mahler was asking for. So in order that this music could be discussed and heard, Schoenberg started something called the Society for Private Performances.
Right,
two rules were no clapping and no critics. And he would scale big pieces like this down to small forces. So we're going to hear one of the Wayfarer songs, solo strings, solo winds, and harmonium and piano. It's a wonderful sound, very evocative of that sort of early 20th century sound world.
And this is you, Kenneth Woods, conducting the Orchestra of the Swan for this performance. And this is a concert?
It's a live recording, and this is David Stout, is the baritone. Wonderful singer.
Ein Geld vor, mir ist nicht eine schöne Welt. Sing, sing, schön und flink, wie mir doch die Welt gefällt. Auf die Glocken lohnen fällt, hört mir lustig gute Ding. Klinge, kling, klinge, kling. Ihre Morgengruß geschenkt. Wird's nicht eine schöne Welt, schöne Welt. Kling, kling.
That's a clever idea to include the harmonium in an orchestration of Mahler songs.
It's a wonderful sound, and it's so of that world.
But a little hard to work with, you say, a little
tricky. They are treacherous, traitorous, monstrous devices, the harmoniums, because they sort of speak when they want to.
So. Harmless little parlor organ, and you're saying it's a treacherous thing.
Well, lining it up with an orchestra is no mean feat.
I can well imagine. Yeah. It hasn't been done very often, has it?
No.
You also have this intriguing set of things on CD by a composer whose name is, needless to say, is not only not familiar, but as an interesting combination of names.
James Schleffer, or James Niraku Schleffer is his Japanese name, is a Brooklyn-born and bred flutist who has since become the world's leading expert in the shakuhachi, and he's a wonderful composer. This is a recording of two of his pieces on this disc, a shakuhachi concerto, which we'll hear in a second, and a classic piece of Japanese music,
Haru no Umi.
And then there's also on the same disc a koto concerto by Wisconsin-born Darren Hagen, which is also a wonderful piece. And so in the last movement of the shakuhachi concerto, you can hear James bringing his New York side and his Japanese side together. It starts out with this sound of the bamboo flute, very quintessentially Japanese and some sort of Japanese-sounding music. And eventually you realize this is maybe a Japanese person in New York. You hear sounds of rock and roll and jazz, and ends with the shakuhachi and the violinists in the orchestra sort of trading fours as if they were in a jazz club. It's a very witty and exciting piece.
All of this in a 7.5-minute finale, huh?
Yeah, a lot of fun.
And it's these movements have names, too, which is something you see more and more of late.
Yeah, I think there's a sort of poetic inspiration behind the whole piece. And hopefully it offers a way in for the listener.
You get hazy awareness, crystal solitude, and this one is just called Outside.
Outside, out and about New York.
And this is the Orchestra of the Swan with my guest today, Kenneth Woods, as the conductor.
Thank you.
Shakuhachi Concerto and rhythms, not exactly a piece of cake, are they?
It's a treacherous piece, but very fun to play. I never get to listen to these things once we send them off to the factory, so it's great to hear it again. It's wonderful playing. The shakuhachi is one of the most difficult instruments to even make a sound on. I remember James said the reason he became a shakuhachi player was as a virtuoso flutist, he picked one up and couldn't make a sound on it. Without anything this hard, I've got to figure out how to do it.
Professional challenge. What's so hard about it?
I think it's just sort of a stubborn, resistant instrument. You know, to really get the sound to speak, you have to really line everything up perfectly and exert a certain amount of willpower on the instrument. And then it produces this beautiful, very touching sound.
Once you get it, yes. Yeah. Certainly very distinctive sound and a very charming one, too. We'll have some more with my guest today, Kenneth Woods. We're going to hear him conducting some Schumann and all of that before a slightly past 12:30 quiz question today here on WPR. Well, we've got some variety here, that's for sure. We're going to go from the Shakuhachi Concerto to one of the great symphonies of the 19th century by Robert Schumann.
Robert Schumann with the forces he would have written it for. Small orchestra, lots of energy.
And which orchestra is this?
This is the Orchestra of the Swan. We're in the midst of a cycle of all the Schumann symphonies, which will finish in December.
All four of them?
All four of them, yeah.
Okay, so this is number four. And it's the finale to that symphony in D minor, Orchestra of the Swan, with my guest Kenneth Woods conducting. was the finale of the Final Symphony by Robert Schumann, his Symphony No. 4 in D minor, played by the Orchestra of the Swan, Kenneth Woods, the conductor. And let's see now. So what does the swan refer to exactly, Kenneth?
The swan is the symbol of Stratford.
Ah.
So we have swan pubs, swan theaters, all of that. So it's really the Orchestra of Stratford.
Well, how nice. What a nice place to have to spend your career.
Yeah, I must get over to the RSC one of these days and see a play, but I'm always busy with the music when I'm there.
Oh, is that so? I kind of wondered about that. You just don't have a chance to get over there.
No, they keep me busy when I'm in town, but that's good. We like it.
Well, it's nice to have you in our town this weekend. He'll be conducting the University of Wisconsin Symphony in their performance Saturday night at Mills, 8 o'clock. You can get tickets there, by the way, at the door. And Gale of Life by Sawyers, English composer, is the first thing on the program. The third of the three things is a Shostakovich Fifth Symphony, and in the middle, Brahms' Violin Concerto, his one and only violin concerto, with Rachel Barton Pine performing as the soloist. She'll be here tomorrow performing a few things live in the studio.
She'll be great. She's a super player.
Looking forward to that. I think it'll be about her third visit here.
Correct.
Well, thanks for stopping by and
great pleasure.
Sharing some music.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Say, Madison Memorial?
Memorial High School grad, WISO alum, did my master's at the university. So.
Great, great programs.
Yeah, absolutely.